the Ran in Adarim, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. So we've spoken about this Ran in Adarim many times, and there's several related rate bites to it. But it comes really from this Gemara right here. The Ran himself, in Adarim, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, when he says his big Yisai, in defining how Kedushin works, he quotes this Braisa, Kedushin Hei Amid Beis. The context of the Ran is beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. But Toich Dvarov, the Ran, says that the way people understand the das of the Isha when it comes to all Kedushin is a little bit of a mistake. Meaning, if you would ask the man on the street, how does Kedushin work? You would say, it's the first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, Ha'isha Niknes B'Sholish Drachim, B'Keset B'Shtar Tebiyah. So a man that wants to be Mekadosh and Isha has to do a Maisa Kenyan. Additionally, he knows that you have to say certain words. Harei at mikudeshesli kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Now, if you would ask him, can you force a woman to marry you? Of course not. How do you know? It's pashit, but it's also a gemara. Kedushin dat beis amid beis. Ha'isha niknes. It doesn't say yo'ish kaina. Why? Demidaita in balkarchaloi. Of course, a man can't be mekadesh anisha balkarchaloi. You could divorce a woman balkarchaloi, pre-cherim derabbeinu geshem, but you can't be mekadesh anisha balkarchaloi. Okay, so a woman has to have das in order for kedushin to be chal. What role does the woman's das play in every kedushin? You would think it's the role that any moicher's das plays when he sells something. Meaning, the way kinyanim work is there's a maisa kinyan, the koina has das, the makna has das, and Allah says amen, you put it all together, you end up with a kinyan. Kedushin is the same thing. The man has das to be koina, the isha has das to be makna, you do the maisa kinyan, there's even the amira, and as a result, they're married. That's poshit the way you would understand Kedushin. Says the Ran, that's not the way it works. The way the woman's das contributes to the Kedushin is not that she's a das makna. Rather, how does it work? Says the Ran, a woman, when she agrees to marry, is mafker herself. She's not makna herself. What she does is she's mafker herself. And when she's mafker herself, she now makes herself hefker, not to anyone in the world, but specifically to this man that she's agreeing to marry. And the husband goes and he's koina her min ha-hefker. So that the gedder of the das of the isha in all kedushin is not that she's a das makna, but the gedder is that she's a das mafker. She's mafkeres, as Atzma says Duran, and then the husband goes and the husband is koina min ha-hefker. Now this seems to be a very confusing way to understand the das of Anisha. Why would you even learn that way? Says the Ran, my hechrich to learn that way, in addition to the sugi of Nadarim Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, is the Brais in Kedushin Daf Hayamud Beitz, because it's mavur in the Brais that in order for Kedushin to be chal, it has to be Nosanhu va'amarhu. Nosanhu va'amrohi would be a problem. In one Ipa Yosema, it's completely a problem, and in the second Ipa Yosema, it's a sophic if it's a problem. But Nosanhu va'amrohi is going to be a problem. Why? Why is it a problem? What's the issue? Why is Nasanhu va'amrohi a problem? So if you look at Rashi in Kedushin Daf Hamad Beis, in our Gemara that we just learned, says Rashi, Nasanhu dami l'chiyi kachisha, va'amrohi dami l'sikachisha l'ish. It says in the Torah, kiyi kachish isha. And we learn from there that the man has to be the one to do the Maisa Kicha. If she's going to do the Maisa Kicha, it's going to be a problem. And being that she can't do the Maisa Kicha, Nasanhu is a problem. But also because she can't do the Maisa Kicha, Amrohi is a problem. So Yisrael Meris says the Ran, and this is the Ran's Chiddush, that what you see in this Braisa is that Kiyikach, which is Mechayev, that the man be the one that does the Maisa Kicha, is not only Mechayev that he do the Maisa Kinyan, it's Mechayev that he do the Amira as well. In other words, Kedushin is a one-sided transaction. It's a kiyikach. And the minute there's a kisikach, she's shtelling to the Amira, that in of itself is going to be a problem. Zok Duran, I'll take it to the next level. If she's even shtelling to das, that's also a chsarin in kiyikach. Kiyikach means the whole kicha, the whole maisa lekuchen, the whole kedushin, the whole eris, and has to be kuloi mitzad about. And the rega, she's mishtatif, any aspect of it, it's a problem. So if you're going to tell me that her das is das makna and that's allowing the kedushin to now happen, so she's telling too. She's contributing. Now, even though his das is also, I don't care about that. But she can't play any role. It has to be kol kulei mitzad the man. And therefore, says the Ran, ki yikach v'loy ki sikach. Just like it says, nosni, he has a problem. And just like it teaches me, umri, he has a problem. It teaches me that if she has das, it's be a problem. So then how do you have kedushin? Obviously, she has to have das. The teretz is, she's mafka herself, and then he's kind of in a hefker. How does that help us? If her das is just making herself hefker, so her das is not a maisa kedushin. Her das is just setting the table so that he can do his maisa kedushin. But vos is negeya the kedushin? This is a maisa of oida ben achse ager. This is a maisa being kind of in a hefker. It's one sided. He does the nesina. He does the Amira, and he does the Das. Everything is one-sided. Ah, you need her Das. Yeah, her Das is just to now allow him to do whatever it is that he needs to do. This is Dvarim Yoduim from the Ran, and comes up in a lot of Avni Maluims and a lot of the Rosh Hashivas, Tairas, but it's very, very fundamental. It's foundational. We could have spoke this out in the Psicha to Mesachtes Kedushin. Why are we speaking it out here? Because the Ran himself quotes our Braisa. Kedushin Daf Hamad Beis, he was Meichiach, his Gracie aside from this price.